The need is great, the resources few, for the services provided by the Child and Youth Advocacy Center of Simcoe Muskoka, which offers a wide variety of programs designed to support and empower children, youth, and families who have experienced child physical and sexual abuse. We're joined by Executive Director Kate Waugh, who is relatively new to the organization.
I am. I've been with them for a year and a half.
And you go about your work very quietly. You kind of fly under the radar, but it's very, very important work. So it's important that we kind of talk to you again and let people know that you're actually there and what it is you're doing. So let's start at that point.
Absolutely.
What is it you're doing?
Well, what we do at the Child and Youth Advocacy Center is we believe that every child's voice should be heard, that they should be empowered, and that they should have a care team around them so that they can heal. Too many times there's abuse situations and exploitation and neglect, and they go unreported. And then those children carry that into adulthood, and they're left with that and that pain, and that causes more pain for our whole society. Hurt people hurt people. We're here to make sure that that whole cycle stops. At the Child and Youth Advocacy Center, we bring a care team together with trauma-informed care so that we wrap around all the support so that the child is able and the family is able to heal from the trauma that they've experienced. We're under the radar because we're initiated by police and child protection services. We're not a public-facing place. So they bring the kiddos in to us. They do their investigation with us in a trauma-informed center with, we've got dogs and advocates, and somebody's assigned just to make sure that that family can navigate the system rather than going to a police station to do your disclosure.
You mentioned dogs, and they're a very, very important part
of
this, aren't they?
Yes. They're everybody's favorite part. So we work with COPE service dogs. They're absolutely fantastic. They're just the most beautiful, highly trained dogs you can imagine. It's not bad to work with them every day. They do deep pressure. They can give hugs. But they're basically there to sit with that kiddo and have that comfort during the interview process. Parents aren't generally allowed in. So often it could be a six-year-old sitting in there with a non-uniformed police officer who is very specially trained to work with children. But it does help when you've got a little doggo on your lap.
And I'm guessing you're probably really, really busy.
We are unfortunately very, very busy. So our area is actually two times the national average for human trafficking in all of Canada. So 67% of all human trafficking cases happen in Ontario, and a lot right here in the 400 corridor. So we're very busy with that. Then there's also the terrible stats, like 1 in 5 girls are sexually abused before the age of 18. And again, almost 60% go unreported. And that number is what's probably even higher than that. So we're very busy, and we're out there really trying to make sure that people know we exist. You have help, you have support, you have places where you can heal, and we connect you to everything that you need following that investigation so that you can somehow be able to put this trauma behind you and move on.
You mentioned a couple of areas of specialty. What else? What other kinds of situations are you dealing with?
We deal with neglect. We have a counseling program. The wait lists are quite long to get into mental health supports. So we have a counseling program that we've developed to just bridge that gap. It's actually called Bridging Supports to Wellness. And we take in anyone. So we'll work with the caregivers. We'll work with the witnesses. Intimate partner violence, we know, is becoming an even huger issue. And there's a lot of attention put on it right now. And we are seeing more and more the effects that children have after witnessing intimate partner violence. So we'll see those kiddos and we'll help them with that. We also do a girls group. So for girls age 12 to 18, and anybody can register. And we teach all these kiddos about healthy relationships, consent, how to be safe online, how to spot human traffickers. We want to help stop this cycle of abuse and stop what's happening.
And to be clear, it's not just girls. You have
some young guys
in there too.
We have currently, our group is for girls, but we're working right now on researching and developing a prevention education program for boys. It's clearly lacking, and there's not a lot of supports out there. And yes, obviously boys do get abused as well, and we need to be there for them.
Walk us through what happens. The police come with somebody who is looking or in need of some help. What happens when they walk through the door?
So they're met at the door with the dog and an advocate. The advocate is there to say to them, listen, I'm not police. I'm not Child Protection Services. I'm here to support you and your family. Then snacks, coffee, toys, coloring, whatever it might be to help them be comfortable. The police will then bring the child or the caregiver or whoever else is there, and they do the interviews. We have a state-of-the-art forensic recording equipment in a big living room that's quite comfortable. and they do their investigation. And then following the investigation, we then sit with the families and follow up with them to be able to connect them to whatever community supports they need. And that might be counseling through us, that might be a youth group, that might be food insecurity. So we have connections with all of our community partners in Simcoe Muskoka. We really want to be the hub of that. So it's a very complicated, very difficult system to navigate. So we're there to connect all those pieces for the families and support them as long as they want our care.
You mentioned the police involvement. So a lot of the cases are coming through, well, they're all coming through police.
Well, they
through some of their investigations, but our parents, our family members, our friends reaching out to police and say, hey, look, I think there's a problem there.
Right. Often you report to Child Protection Services. So that's the best way to do it is you give a call to Family Connections and there's an intake person and they take the report and then they connect them to a police officer. It's a joint protocol here in Simcoe Muskoka. So the police and Child Protection Services do the investigations together.
How many, shall I say, clients do you have right now? Do you have a handle on a number?
We support at least 400 families a year. So yes, and that is just scraping the surface. And there's a lot more out there. And that's part of the reason we really are trying to be less quiet and less behind the scenes so that people know that there is support. There's a better way to do this. And we're here for that.
Is there an age range? What is that?
We go up to age 24.
Okay.
We have just also, we're doing in the court support as well now, so helping prepare testimony and supporting kiddos during their court cases. And that goes up to age 18. But the biggest thing is that we have no core funding, and we're not mandated. So police and child protection choose to work with us, and Simcoe Muskoka is a massive region, right? So we have 16 different police detachments that we work with. So we also are always making sure that they know we're here, and we're there to make their jobs easier because we'll take care of those families so they can go on catching the bad guys.
Let's talk about the funding situation because you need funding to make this happen. How can people help if they want to? Or do you have other organizations that are chipping in for you?
Well, yes, our services are completely free because healing from trauma should not come with a price tag. So we have funding. We get grants and we have some donors. So I basically try to write a grant a week and get us as much funding as we can. Across the province and across the nation, the Child and Youth Advocacy Centers are really advocating for some core funding because we are an essential service. And in other countries, they are funded. Until that point, though, we are always seeking the support of anyone in the community who sees that the children are our future and that they need to be helped.
Are there openings for volunteers at this point, or are you looking for specialized people?
Right now, we're looking for specialized people. We are hoping to be able to develop a good volunteer base down the road. We'd like to be doing the beautiful fundraising events that other people do. The issue is there's a lot of money you have to put up front for that fundraising. And in those cases, that's where we really need to get some help, donations of spaces so we can do trivia nights. Anything like that really helps us out so that we can, A, get the message out there, and then also be able to support the families that we're looking after.
And you have two offices right now?
We have two, we call them our brick and mortar buildings. So We have one in Barrie and one in Orillia. But again, because the region is so vast, we had a car donated to us and we pack up our mobile recording equipment, our dog, our snacks, and we'll go to all kinds of places wherever the police want to meet us so that travel isn't a barrier for families.
Where can people go to find out more about you? We've touched the surface here, but there's so much more that people can learn.
So at CYACSimcoeMuskoka.ca is where you can find all of our information. Please feel free to reach out if you have any questions and donate if you feel like this is something that you would like to be able to support.
Kate, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.